This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. The new vice president of athletics for the University of South Florida is someone well known to both the program and the Tampa Bay area. Michael Kelly was associate athletic director for USF in 2001 and 2002. He also has extensive ties to the local sports scene, including heading up the host committee for Super Bowl 35 in Tampa. He most recently was COO of the college football playoff, which brought the national championship game to Tampa in 2017, so he's never really forgotten his Tampa roots. Michael Kelly, welcome to University Beats.
Thank you, Mark.
There is a draft report of the feasibility study out on an on-campus football stadium, and what it basically says right now is that USF, barring some miraculous fundraising, can't afford a state-of-the-art stadium right now, and fans don't want something cheap. Am I correct in the characterization, and where do we go from here?
Well, I think that's fair. I think it's still a worthy project, but the feasibility study and the practicality of it all is that we have higher priorities and higher needs right now in terms of our ability to raise money. Priority from a major capital standpoint for athletics is going to be the USF Football Center, which will not only include an indoor practice facility, but it'll also have a lot of operational space, which will then therefore allow the current space that we have here in the Selman Athletic Center to be able to serve all of our student athletes as it relates to food, student services, life skills, academic services.
That football center has a price tag of $40 million on it, and I know there's been some success in fundraising. Where are you at in the process?
I know we're north of $10 million in pledges, which is great and comforting, but we've got a road to go on that.
Let's talk about Michael Kelly. You weren't among the names that were in the front of a lot of people's lists when it came to this job. Why do you think you ended up as VP of Athletics at USF?
With my acumen on the sports scene locally and nationally, having a great understanding of the national landscape and having a passion for this community, having connections in this community, just makes it work.
If another athletic department job had been open at this time, would you have pursued it the way that you pursued this one?
Oh, no. There's very, very few in the world I would have been interested. I've been pursued for athletic directors' jobs in the past, but frankly, I had a great job. I was the COO of the college football playoff. We took a blank slate 5 years ago and created what currently is one of the most iconic events and brands in all of sports. It was that same sort of growth opportunity and doing something special and making a difference in this university, making a difference for our staff, our student athletes and coaches is what inspires me. And the fact that I can do it in a place and be a part of a team in a community that I love and see a great future in personally is just really what made me attracted to it.
You were associate athletic director at USF under the late Tampa Bay legend Leroy Selman. What's it like coming back here and taking the role that Selman had?
It's very meaningful to me to sit in a building that's named after him, to walk by his portrait every day I walk into the office is very meaningful. And it's a great reminder, I think, not only for me, but for all everyone that comes into this building on a daily basis, that what better role model than Leroy Selman?
A couple of last questions about the USF athletic program. When you're looking at a large portion of the Tampa Bay area that you're trying to draw from, are people who went to University of Florida, Florida State University, Miami, and they have those loyalties. Sure. Why should they switch loyalty?
Well, I'm not saying that necessarily saying they have to switch. Bottom line is every great community has a great university, and in Tampa Bay, that's USF. And if you're going to live in this community, you got to still realize the great positive attributes and influence that the university has on it. So I'm just saying, hey, if you happen to like sports as part of that, support our teams.
What final message would you have for USF Bulls fans?
I feel momentum. I feel some excitement in it. We have things to accomplish. We want to make this a jewel and a point of pride for the Tampa Bay area. It is, but we want to make it even stronger. The momentum we're on, the way that the university is growing and all the different accolades it's getting on the academic and research side, well, we've had some accolades on athletics and we're going to keep getting more.
Michael Kelly is the new Vice President of Athletics for USF. Again, thank you for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
You can read more of our interview at WUSFnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.